Hey, Browns Nation, how is everybody feeling as the Browns are now down just to 2 with regard to this 2014 NFL season? Michael Reguy, Matt Wilhelm, great to have you along on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, jam-packed hour. We've got a lot to do. Nathan Zagura, as he, I believe he told you, just stepped out to get some of Sunday strategy rolling with Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon that you'll see on Sports Time Ohio coming up later on this evening. All right, head football coach about an hour and 15 minutes ago spoke with regard to, look, anytime you lose 3 football games in a row and go from 7-4 to 7-7, there are going to be a lot of questions about the state of the organization. We want to get your thoughts on that as well. When we get back at 216-578-0850, you know how to do it on Twitter, at Michael Reguy, at Matt Wilhelm 57, at Nathan Zagura, at Browns underscore daily. Right now, let's give a listen to the head football coach of the Cleveland Browns, having to absorb those 3 consecutive weeks of losses. Here's Mike Pettine.
The message to the team this morning was pretty simple. It's this week represents another opportunity to get a win in the National Football League. And those opportunities, you don't get that many of them. And you train for a long time for 16 opportunities in a regular season, and this is one that is just as important as any other. There's no better feeling than winning, and that's something that we need to get that feeling back. When the Panthers were playing a team, they're despite their record in the thick of the race in the NFC South, we all know that's well documented. Offensively, they do a lot of different things. Very unique running game. They do a real nice job. They have 3 backs that are very capable. They involve the quarterback in the run game a lot. Very aware of Cam's situation, his unfortunate accident last week. And we do expect him to play. I know there's still a little gray about that, but it's we do fully expect him to play. So that's a big part of our prep. And defensively, it's a good group led by Luke Kuechly, to me is one of the best linebackers in football. And we're going to have to be on point in what we do in all phases, whether it's setting the edge in the run game, or whether it's us on offense. Being physical at the point of attack, and it's emphasizing the little stuff this week. It's not about the call. I would think that we're not going to try to reinvent the wheel, scheme wise. That we need to go out and play great fundamental football. So, I talked to the team about their focus this week. We're kind of sandwiched in between a very disheartening loss, and we also have the end of the season is on the horizon, That's a difficult spot to be because your focus can tend to stray. So that's a big part for us this week is we are in the moment of this week. I caution them about looking back and caution them about looking forward because I have a feeling that they're going to be asked questions about last week and the end of the year, and that's something that we have to guard against. That these opportunities, like I said before, few and far between, and it's something that we need to put our full focus on. I've got a real bad taste in our mouth. We've had it now for a month, and we need to get rid of it. I'll open it up.
Hey, Mike, on Sunday and Monday, you talked both about the team losing something and needing to get it back, losing that edge, coming out flat, unfocused. Do you have a better handle on maybe why that happened?
I don't, because I just think it is hard to predict, and especially when a team is as young as we are, that is very difficult to see. Look for the telltale signs, and it's even more puzzling when they're not there. When you have a good week of prep, and you kind of look at how many times did we have to repeat a play in practice, or how many times did you have to go back over something in a meeting? How many missed assignments did we have? And those are all indicators that the focus isn't there and that hasn't been there. So that's, and I said this before, I mean, if we could figure out as coaches how to control that and how to guarantee that edge will be there, and put it in a bottle, we'd make a lot of money.
How much do you think the quarterback change played a part in that? I mean, obviously there was some newness out there, but beyond that, could that have had an impact?
Yeah, I mean, that's a theory. I mean, it could have, but I don't have any definitive proof that would be the case.
I know it's early in the week, but do you have a sense of where the players' heads are at coming off the losing streak and then out of the playoffs?
Not a good sense today because we were only really around them briefly on Monday to meet and review it, and then just having them in the team meeting this morning. I mean, you could tell that there's a sense of focus, and they're ready to move on to the next one. But I'll probably have a better feeling after our two heavier days today and tomorrow.
How much do you think the problems on offense last week were because Johnny Manziel had only 1 week of practice with the first team?
I wouldn't want to just drop it all on that. I mean, I think there were some issues because of, you know, with him individually that only comes from playing in a game, real game experience. There's no substitute for it. I've said that a million times. So I think it had something to do with it. But as far as the other guys doing their job, and they were asked to do jobs that, you know, stuff we had done, we've been executing all year. So is it part of it at quarterback? Somewhat, but I'm not willing to hang the offense or performance on his lack of practice time.
I forget how much you use the words culture change, if you use those at all. But are you shooting for a culture change, and are these last two games really important in terms of achieving a culture change rather than finishing in a 1-6 slump?
Yeah, I think that's critical. Just any time, just all momentum in the offseason is critical. I've said it before that, you know, the NFL, like most sports, is what have you done lately, and how we started the year. A lot of people won't remember that it's will be remembered by our last game, our last performance, or our last month, our last 2 months. And I think that is important as you move forward. But we've been, as far as the culture change part of it, I mean, that's something consciously and subconsciously we've been working on doing here for since the end of January a year ago, just to come in and implement a system. And just when you have the culture of losing that's been here, when it's been only 4 or 5 wins a year going back however many years, that's a difficult thing to overcome because it's a mentality. And when you get stuck in a rut like we're in now, it's easy to fall back into an old habit, and that's what I've been saying. We need to fight our way out of it. You know, we were close against Indy, and have lost some tight games. But that's, as I said, after the Pittsburgh game in the opener, pass fail. And right now we've gotten ourselves in a mode where we've been failing more than we should.
Are you concerned that if you aren't able to finish in the fashion that you hope to, that all that good that you accomplished maybe in those first 11 games and turning the culture a little bit will have been lost?
I won't say it would have been lost. I think in the short term, like right, if it, and I hate dealing in hypotheticals, saying that things aren't going to go well the next 2 weeks, but we've accomplished a lot, and we'll be very proud of what we've accomplished, and we're going to work our butts off to finish on a positive note. But it's, I mean, to me, it would just be human nature not to feel great about it. But I think as time went on and we look back, the feelings would be different. But as I stress to the players, we're in the moment now. And our sole focus is Carolina.
My point, we've talked about this several times throughout the season, and you haven't been able to necessarily put your finger on it, or it's on one or two things. Again, the old problem of stopping the run bit you. After watching the film, what did you see in the Cincinnati game, and why you guys struggled so much against it?
It's been the answer at other times before, that it was no one thing. I think part of it was the overall, when I talked about the it factor, if you're going to stop the run, I mean, that has to be a big part of it. But then we did a lot of the little things wrong across the board, whether it was awareness, you know, gathering information pre-snap to aiming points, to how we played blocks. I thought sometimes we waited as opposed to when something developed, going and getting it. But it was a lot of little things.
Challenges of dealing with someone like Kukli.
He has great awareness. You could tell he's a great student of the game. That he is. You could just see that he kind of knows things are coming before he gathers. Probably one of the best at gathering pre-snap info and sliding, kind of knowing where the play is going to go. And then they play a lot of zone. He has great vision on the quarterback and awareness of, he kind of feels what's around him as opposed to having to see it. And he does as good a job under coverage, him and Davis both, of playing the quarterback's eyes. And that's why that Johnny this week is going to have to do a good job with manipulating guys with his eyes, as all quarterbacks do. But it's especially important this week with as much zone that they play.
Especially important on a lot of fronts. That's the narrative from Mike Pettine to his football team. Matt Wilhelm, there are going to be so many football players that make that trip to Charlotte this week that, let's be honest, are going to be under a heavy, heavy microscope with regard to not just their lives potentially with the Cleveland Browns, but in the NFL as well. And might this even be the last 2 weeks where a coaching staff and an organization would even be tougher the way they grade, given that most probably there's not going to be a playoff connected with this season?
I would, and I think if I were Coach Mike Pettine, and we heard him talk about it, you know, briefly in his presser, we just heard him moments ago, is that evaluation, and that you are being evaluated. And I think the one pinnacle thing that you look at, and I think Mike Pettine's been very clear and of his identity, of what his expectations are from you within this locker room, is playing like a Brown. If there is any signs of you not holding true to playing like a Brown through the remainder of this football season, it will come under heavy scrutiny, not publicly, not something we might not know about, but it'll be a determination of, I don't want him, or that's not good enough, or that characteristic that I saw in that game on this play or series or drive is not something that I want in my locker room if we truly are taking steps in the right direction. Otherwise, if we're not, and it is what Bernie and Tim and all those guys say, we'll let it slide, and it'll be okay, and we'll lose these last two and chew on them. But the fact of the matter is, we get to chew on these all for the next 9 months, which is not right in my eyes. And if I know that man that, you know, that we just heard of, it's not good enough.
Yeah, can't do that. Can't let in any way, shape, or form performances or even the thought there's entitlement here, that there's empowerment here. There should not be under any circumstances, and that's something that Mike Pettine was trying to get across. Matt just mentioned, and I tweeted it out earlier, want your thoughts, and, of course, hashtag mailbag, your thoughts to us on Twitter, at Michael Regai, at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 57, at Browns _ daily. You can jump on board. We're going to dive into your calls here in just a moment at 216-578-0850. Matt just brought up the comments, of course, the organizational comments, and most of them with heavy negativity attached to them, made by former Browns quarterbacks Bernie Kosar and Tim Couch. Want to get your reads on that, where you feel that they're off base or there might be validity. We're going to hear Mike Pettine's thought on that very subject as he was asked at the tail end of his gathering with the media today with his thoughts with regard to his feelings about as he comes to toward the close of the first year as a head coach of this Browns organization. Cleveland Browns Daily, we're driven by Liberty Fork. Great to have you with us, everybody. Browns Nation, always love hearing from you. Matt and I will be right back in a moment. We've got a lot to do. Don't go away.